I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So this is like a segment right up your alley. This is all station stuff and even some leaks into the other station that's here. So we'll get to that too.
Oh, you love this.
Yeah.
You are knee deep in this, Geo. Yep. This is the Geo hour.
So Craig apparently said something about JJ and his career. I did not hear this.
What he said was that JJ never took his advice. And he goes, is JJ still in the business? I think he's a manager at McDonald's, not flipping burgers or anything, but he's probably a manager at McDonald's. Okay. And he didn't like the way he talked, like, on the air, so he tried to take his advice. He never took his advice, and that bothered him.
All right, so JJ was then alerted to this on his podcast. I guess he did a voicemail thing?
Yeah, it does a voicemail, and the guy who called, by the way, was a regular overnight caller to John Jastrzemski, a guy named Greg from Syosset.
Okay.
And he's the guy that left the voicemail.
All right, so, and clearly someone alerted him to this.
We both have a mutual friend who still works at your former employer. And that mutual friend may or may not have shared a link with me to a soundbite from the afternoon show over there.
Okay.
So that means we have a mole.
That right there is a problem. That right there is a problem. We both have a mutual friend that still works over there, and that person shared this link of Craig talking about JJ. So clearly, that person's on JJ's side here, and they're still working here. That's a mole. That's someone going against the team. And I think I know who that is.
By the way.
But
do I know this person?
Yes, you do.
100%. Am I going to be upset by this?
Yes, you would be.
All right. Okay, so now what happens?
The caller then, I don't think I need to play the caller, but he just rips Craig to shreds.
Mm-hmm. The caller does?
Yes.
Okay.
And then basically tells JJ everything that Craig said then asks JJ for a reaction. And even says, if you don't want to answer it, don't delete the voicemail. But I was just curious.
I mean, if you had a response, you got to respond.
So here was his initial reaction.
Wow. So I don't like going here with this stuff because I know this plays right into what this guy likes to do. This is like his MO. This is what he's done his entire career. He's had success doing it. He lives for this stuff. But it really set me off.
Okay, so then say why it sets him off.
And it set me off because I got to see it on Barrett Sports Media while I'm on vacation. Like, I want to be bothered with this. Number one.
Why are you reading Barrett Sports Media on vacation? I mean, that's your first
problem.
Probably
got a Google alert.
Yeah, but like you stopped. You're on vacation. I delete my Twitter app when I'm on vacation. You got to unplug.
Yeah, he can't unplug. He likes being plugged in.
He's got to be plugged in. He's got to be in the mix.
Then goes on to say, basically, that he feels disrespected, essentially.
Number two, it's just tone deaf, insulting, and flat out rude. Every which way.
And then attacked Craig for the attack.
You're insulting a multi-billion-dollar company where I work, where I have a great job, I have a great platform, I have a great producer. I have two great jobs, might I add. And you're insulting both of them.
And then he goes...
So is this... Craig and Evan are in SNY.
Well, he points
and
that
so,
out.
And so is JJ,
and
right?
He points that out.
By the way, you're on that network 5 days a week, and you're insulting the network. How stupid are you?
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
And then here's the final 16 seconds.
When it comes to career advice, hey, guess what? I listen to legends. Bill Simmons, you ever hear of him? He's worth a lot more than you. Mike Francesa, my boy Adam Shine, I listen to those guys. I'm not listening to a crook. So you know what? Go take a hike.
Wow. All right. Oh,
Jesus.
Go take a bleeping hike.
Yeah. Hey, good for JJ, though. Standing up for himself.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of different things. First of all, I do like both of these guys. I do. I like both of them. I got respect for both of them. Not everybody doesn't have to go to the jail crook thing with Craig every single time, do they?
No, that seems to be the MO.
But like, it's the low-hanging fruit. Yes, everybody goes there, and it's like, there's no way he can defend himself in that way because everybody that's saying, hey, you went to jail, didn't go to jail, and it's not apples and oranges, you know? But the business stuff is apples to apples. So it's just when I hear that, I'm like, all right, you went there. Can you go somewhere else than that? Like
gambling problem.
Yeah, right. Be a little more creative than that. But you know, as far as like the I listen to legends things.
Yes.
Like, please. Nobody has given me worse advice in my life than Mike Francesa did. Nobody. I would still be out in that newsroom cutting Islander highlights if I listened to that guy. And the only reason why Mike liked JJ is because he didn't feel he was a threat. Like, that's the only people Mike likes are the people he feels non-threatened by.
Okay.
And that's where that comes from. But, you know, and like the insulting the you insulted people at McDonald's? Is that what you're doing? Like,
Craig? Yeah, you know, I didn't cut that part. I didn't realize the tie-in.
Right. So, because Craig said, oh, you think he's at McDonald's or whatever.
Well, it's kind of virtue signaling, you know, that kind of whole thing.
Yeah, like,
you
know, people have been using that phrase forever. You'll be flipping burgers. Like, that's, you know, so he's not insulting people that work at McDonald's. It's just a phrase.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think it was a little over the top.
Happy holidays, everybody.
But, you know, the thing that bothers me the most about this, I got to be honest with you,
yeah,
is the leak from within.
Yes.
In the building. So, someone here is sending this audio out to some other former listener of the overnight show with JJ and JJ to cause problems. You know, that to me is an issue. It's like you're hearing this stuff and you're sending it out, and this guy's like, oh, we have a, and the guy even says in the voicemail, we may or may not have a mutual friend who still works at the radio station.
Right.
And this guy just slammed the radio station, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
That
he did.
Caller.
Oh, he did.
So he's friends with someone who works here. He slammed the radio station, then slams Craig and all that stuff, and this guy's on their side
here? That's going being kind.
Right.
Yeah.
And this guy who works here is on their side? I mean, that to me is a major, major problem. And as far as, like, the guys that he mentioned, like Bill Simmons, Mike Francesa, Adam Schein, like, I mean, Craig's had a really, really good career. And for
he's got interrupted for a couple years.
Like, for him to dismiss that and be like, I listen to guys like Bill Simmons and Adam Schein and Mike Francesa, yeah, like, that's kind of a joke. But, I mean, I do love stuff like this.
I know you do. It's love fun. It. You love every minute of it.
It's Giannotti. I mean, he is short on abilities. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Love that stuff. But, okay. But I'm obviously going to have the stations back, and I'm going to have Craig's back in this situation.
That's what a leader does right there. You see how he is now settled in nicely in the power chair.
But, you know, I'll respect JJ for firing back, but I just think he was off base here. And then but for him to be like, I'm not going to listen to a crook take a bleep and hike, I think was a little over the top.
A little bit over the top.
You know what? Anybody agree? Disagree? Anyone want to chime in at all?
Let me ask you a question. How did Craig even get started on talking about JJ?
I didn't hear it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And why would you attack somebody that's on the same network as you? That's, you know, it all leads me to believe that maybe Craig's not going to be on that network much longer.
Start on that network?
Is that scuttlebutt that you just put out?
I mean, I have no idea about any of that stuff.
Did Evan start it?
No, I think they were talking about advice, and Craig just said that, Craig said that JJ didn't take his advice.
All right, well.
But that Mark Melusis did end up taking his advice when Craig went on the air with him at 2 a.m. to tell him he was no good on the radio. And he was better on TV, and now Moose is doing very well on television.
Right, but that's because he got fired, though. It's not like he took his advice
when he didn't leave radio
to go to TV.
Details, G.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not like, hey, Craig thinks I'm better on TV. Can you fire me so I can go on TV? It's not the way that worked.
He also said he wasn't in the nicest mood when he did that to Moose and said he was in a weird state of mind when he went in there and did that. But that Moose eventually did go to TV where he's doing very well.
Yeah. I mean, as far as, like, do you get offended if someone doesn't take your advice?
No, I try not to give advice unless asked for it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, like, impart my points of view on somebody else like
that. Mike also told Craig that the boomer wouldn't be around very long.
Yeah, it was another one, yes.
Be a couple of years and out.
Yeah. I know how much fun this was going to be.
Well, yeah, and Mike told me the career advice stuff, like I was saying. Like, Mike told me I ruined my career by coming back to New York, which was actually the exact opposite. He said, you ruin your career working for that network. You ruined your career.
Well, that's why you're a clown. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, okay. So if JJ's taking his advice, oofa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.